Hey everybody, it's the 16th of December, and do you remember when we spent about a week talking about the senses that God gives us, that we're so blessed with our five senses that God gives us, and most of us have all five of these? We'll be I'm missing a couple right now because of recent COVID, but let's think about these again today in regards to the Christmas season. First of all, what we see. Think about the sights that God has blessed us with. What a time of the year to do that, with all of the lights and decorations and ornaments and trees, and maybe at some point snow, right? Think about what we hear. Think about hearing the words, Merry Christmas. Have you told people Merry Christmas yet? Might seem early to you. It's really not. I make it a goal starting at the beginning of December to be the first one to tell people Merry Christmas when I'm at a store or somebody's checking me out somewhere, to be the first one, my waiter or waitress, to tell them Merry Christmas. Think about what we touch. Think about the blessing of being able to touch physically. And I want you to think specifically about physical touch, and not in a sexual nature, but think about physical touch and think that there are people that you run into every day, and maybe you're one of these people that get very little physical touch. And so some of you, I want you to realize that just patting someone on the shoulder, placing your hand on their arm, when you shake their hand, put your other hand on it and show them the warmth of that love. If it's appropriate to hug somebody who gets very little physical touch, what a gift that touch is. And then there's taste. I don't have much of that right now. I had COVID almost a month ago, and I still taste maybe 50%. I'm hoping that it's back for Christmas, because think of the tastes that we get to be blessed by as Christmas comes. From the meals, from the treats, from the cookies in the break room or whatever it is. What a blessing that God has given us this wonderful thing called taste. And then there's smell. And again, I've got almost no smell right now. And did I ever take that for granted? I'm really desiring to smell pine right now. That Christmas scent of pine or cinnamon or baked apple pie candles. And I want to smell the coolness of the day in the morning again. And if it ever rains, I can't wait to smell rain again. These five senses I completely and totally take for granted, and it's only when I lose them do I realize what a blessing they are from God. Let's just take a moment today and take in God's goodness for what He's provided for us in the area of our five senses. Lord, thank You for the beautiful things that I see. Thank You for the beauty of this season. Thank You, Lord, for the sounds that I hear. Lord, may my words be a sweet sound to You. May the things that You hear from me be beautiful. May the things You see in me be beautiful to You. Lord, thank You for touch. And Father, I just pray that we would reach out and be able to physically touch someone who just needs to feel the warmth and love of someone through physical touch. Thank You for taste and smell, Lord, those things that tend to work together really magically, the taste and the smell and those senses. This holiday season, all of the wonderful tastes that we get, and the things that we smell during this time of year, because of the holidays and because of just Your beautiful nature that You provided to us. Lord, today as we walk into today, may we just constantly be thinking about those senses and just giving You thanks all day. We just want to thank You all day for all of the sights and the sounds and the touch and the things we hear and taste. Today, may it just be so easy for us to give you thanks for those things because they're on our mind. Thank you, Lord. What a good God you are, in Jesus' name. Amen.